What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dev.
And welcome to What's the Point Podcast,
where we have real talk, ask real friends about real life.
All right. Well, it's good to see you guys again.
Yes, welcome back to another episode.
Right. Dev, how have you been?
I've been good, friend. I just actually got back to Atlanta. I was out of town. I went to visit my mom and my brother and my grandfather. It was my grandpa's birthday last week.
Happy birthday, Grandpa.
Yes, my mom's birthday is actually today when we're recording. But when this comes out, yeah, today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my mom. But when this comes out, it'll be a couple days later. But shout out to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went home and I think it's always good when you go home and you just kind of refresh, recharge,
right.
And
it's
like,
your safe space.
Yeah, it's my safe space. And so now I feel like I'm back in a good space, mentally, physically, emotionally. I'm back and I'm better.
Good.
Yeah. So how you doing, friend?
I'm doing good. I really am.
Yeah.
New things, new transitions. Think all the time, like when doors are closing, new doors are opening. Mm-hmm. So we love a good start,
you know, to the month. Yeah.
But also just a good, you know, like it's a good feeling when you're kind of evolving, but you don't know what it is just yet. So I feel like I'm in a good preparation space.
That's a good way to look at it, because I feel like that can also be like a scary place when it's like, you know, you're in a transition, but you don't really know what's coming out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been in. At first, I was like really, really scared. Past couple of episodes, I was like, I've been better. But now I'm just like, okay, the transition's happened.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
Literally.
Right. Like you do sound a little like
peppier. You know,
Yeah.
I feel like I'm back. I'm not back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, we hope y'all are also doing good.
Right.
You know, we appreciate y'all for listening. And matter of fact, if you're listening, make sure y'all follow us on our Instagram.
Please.
Okay.
Instagram or even TikTok.
Yeah, because we always put it at the end, but I'm going to put it in right here in the beginning.
Right. Follow us on Instagram at What's the Point?
_pod.
Mm-hmm. And follow us on TikTok.
At the same place. I think it's the same. If not, it'll be in the bio so you guys can get to that.
Get to know us.
Yes. But anyway, so today's episode is about matching energy.
As you see on the title.
Yeah. Our title of this episode is When They Go Low, ..
When They Go Low, .. And also just, you know, referring to Michelle Obama, she said it best, when they go low, we go high.
Yes. Or our infamous Eric Mays, who rest in peace to him.
Right.
He said, when they go low, I go lower. And
that was funny.
That is so funny.
It's very true, but at the same time, very funny.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about it, friend? Like, what are your thoughts on matching energy?
I'm going to go with Michelle.
Okay.
In my growth era, I'm going to go with Michelle.
Yeah.
I used to be with Eric. I can't lie. But now, like, just in growth, I just understand people. I try to extend grace.
Mm-hmm.
So when people go low, I try to be the bigger person, but at the same time, protect myself.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like it depends on the situation. And I feel like I'm always the type to say that it's very situational with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes I can be very much Miss Michelle. And it's like, I can go high. But then there's other times where if you go low, I'm going to take it down there. We're going to really go low, baby. Let's get to the flow. Yeah, we're going to toss and tussle on the floor.
Right. I feel like that's accurate, though. I feel like some things you can't ignore when someone goes low, but I also feel like it's a way you can handle it to still, you know, protect your space, but also let that person know, like, this is what we're not going to do.
Yeah, I think it definitely takes a very high level of maturity to go high in those instances where people really press your buttons, and when they take it there for real, I think it says a lot about a person if they can take the high road.
Yeah,
because sometimes it's hard to take the high road,
and it's not fun. Like,
it's,
you know,
not
I
fun.
I don't like to take the high road all the time. I've just learned, you know, when I say extend grace, like, it's just for me. I'm like, what do I gain from just going there with you? I'm just really not about to do that. Like,
yeah,
it's just not me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that you can take advantage of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know,
mm-hmm.
I know what this could really look like.
Yeah.
So keep it cute. Keep it real cute.
So you said earlier you're in your growth phase right now. So right. You feel like there was a time before
where
you was going low?
If my mom is watching what she does, or if my close friend. Okay, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I still have a way of just kind of keeping it very poised. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that. Like, yeah. It just doesn't even align with who I am anymore. But there was definitely a time where tussle, bark, and bite.
Not the bark and the bite.
Depending on what you say,
yeah,
it just might get a little physical.
Yeah.
But see, when you just grow, you know, when the Lord just uses you.
Yeah.
That's
what he's doing. And he said, I can't get you out of jail, friend. Yeah.
Yeah, like I just, you know, yeah. We're not going to principal's office anymore. We're going to big girl jail.
Right. We're going to the big house.
Can't, you know, orange is not even my favorite color.
Period.
It just ain't for me.
No.
None of the colors.
None of the jail orange. Colors. You know, right. The black stripes.
The army, the white. This is gonna be enough for me, but
any
also,
type of uniform.
I love my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to do that with you.
Yeah, I'm not jeopardizing my freedom for your bullshit.
Mm-mm.
I'm not doing it. No. Mm-mm.
And when you get the right people too, like we talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the right people in your life who understand your worth and all that, who mm-hmm. don't even try
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
and will try to get you there
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and round up. What? No.
Yeah. No, I agree. I like what you said. When you have the right people around you, you don't even have to worry about going high or going low.
There.
Yeah.
Friend, it was a time.
It was
a time, friend.
That is hilarious because you always say that, friend, but I just can't see it.
That's a good thing.
I can't see. I know you a fire sign, you a Sag, so
yeah.
I know you got the snap in you, but I just can't see you tussling.
Like I said, my mama watching, she knows. My mom, my brother, like
right. I got the growth, Denise.
Spice,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
very fiery, very hot.
That's hilarious.
Hot
tamale.
Like, that's why I said, not anymore.
Yeah.
But it's still there. Anybody
right, it's still
changed,
deep inside
like,
you.
It's still there. You still like, it's more frustrating when you try to go high because like, ooh, I know like,
that could really
you're
take
trying
it there.
Me. Like,
yeah.
you want me to really show you? But no, I don't have the energy no more. I used to.
I feel that.
I don't have it.
I feel like it's been a couple times lately I've been getting tested.
Yes,
and it's like I've been
friend.
Taking the high road. I could have went low. I could have took it to hell.
But I really can't see you going low, friend.
Friend, I feel like when I go low, it's petty.
Oh.
I feel like you're not expecting it.
Oh.
That's the thing. And that's how I get you. Because you wasn't expecting it. You thought it was good.
That.
You ain't seen it coming.
Oh, damn.
And that's what makes it even better. Because you thought you could play.
Right.
You thought that I was just going to be like, oh, whatever. But no. That's not what I'm doing. Now, I'm not tussling. I'm not that. But I definitely, if I'm taking it low, it's going to be petty.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel it later. And you're going to be like, damn.
You're one of those, like, thinkers. Like,
mm-hmm. I'm going to plot it.
Mm-hmm. Psychological.
It's going to be a psychological
friend.
Hit. And you're going to be like damn.
Very
you're not even going to know what was the reason. But if you know, you know, you're going to know why. You're going to know.
I like it. See, the OB loves it, but, you know.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
So our thoughts, you know, how do you match energy?
I feel like when it comes to the matching energy thing, like, it really is situational. You know, like, when people play in your face, you have to decide whether or not it's worth it.
Very true.
Is it worth me really like coming back at you, or does it look better for me to just take the high road? Will you hurt more if I take the high road? Probably. Because
yeah.
most times people want you to go back and forth with them.
Right.
You know, they
it's the reaction.
Uh-huh, it's, like, the reaction.
It's the reaction.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. of course if I go low, I want you to go low so I can go low again and we could just
right.
go tit for tat, but it's like if you go low and I'm not even paying it no mind, now you're talking to the wall. Now you're going back and forth with yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's just a no. Like you said, it's situational, but I feel like in every situation you have a choice.
Yeah, of course.
Every situation you have a choice. Based on the situation, I feel like you just choose the same choice. Like I said, take the high road. Just take the high road. I get that it pisses you off, but it's going to do more with you just walking away from it.
Yeah.
Versus reacting to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think it's always better to just take the high road.
Just take the high road.
Because taking the high road will probably benefit you better, and it might hurt them a little more when you take the high road, because they want you to go low with them. They mm-hmm. want to be low. They want to be on the same level. And it's like, no, I'm not gonna sink to your level. You want to play down there, I'm gonna play up here.
Or we just not gonna play at all. How about that?
No, we gonna play.
I feel like when I say not play at all, it's just like I'm gonna let you know and then I'm just move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can still keep playing. Mm-hmm. Talk to yourself, talk
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Talk to me, hell. It don't matter. I'm just not even listening anymore at
yeah.
this point. So I feel like when you said like people go low and then they're looking at you going lower with them, it's just a game.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a game. And it's like, I don't want to play that game with you.
I'm going
to let you look stupid down there playing around.
And what we going, why are you going low? Like, just, I feel like when you go low, it's like, do you have anything else to do? Like, did
yeah.
you run out of words to say?
Yeah.
Are you upset? Like,
yeah.
are you mad? How about
yeah.
you just say, I'm mad, or you did this to me? Like, just say it. Say
yeah.
the thing.
Because it'd be all of those things. Yeah, it'd be all of those things. And it's like, just tell me how you feel. You don't have to go low. You don't have to call me. You don't like, because what is going low?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what is, when we said situational, like, what's going low? Like, is low, you know, telling me something that's triggering?
Right. Are you insulting me?
Right. Like, something that's triggering that you know is hurtful to me?
Mm.
Or is low just being very manipulative?
Hmm.
Because some people can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. I feel like that's a good question. I feel like it could be both. But I think mainly when people think about going low, it's like an insult, or it's like, you know, if we're getting in a situation or we're arguing back and forth
mm-hmm.
and you say something that was low. We're not even arguing about that. But you said, oh, something about your people, your parents,
right.
your
so
kids.
Like a family argument, what came to my mind, like mm-hmm. a family argument. And then we're just arguing. And then you say, that's why your husband left you.
Or that's why them kids look how they look. Like
stop.
Like, not, don't leave the kids out of it. Leave people's kids out of stuff.
That's
low.
An example. I need
yeah,
a vision,
that's low.
Honey, because
yeah.
if you do that, I'm now thinking about your character. Like,
yeah.
are you good?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Exactly. That's then it goes to your character.
To.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm not even about to do that. I'm not.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I'm not about to stoop to your level.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
stay right there.
Mm-hmm. Because at that point, then now we're talking about grandmothers in the grave, grandfathers in the grave. Like, that's
it's
crazy to me. That's inappropriate.
That's my word.
That's,
you know,
that's the word of the day.
Inappropriate. It's inappropriate. I love to say that's inappropriate. That's just out of order.
Out of order.
You are out of order. Out of line.
Yeah. No,
out
literally.
Line.
So I think, but then going back to the manipulation though, like I feel like that's low too.
I feel like that's a recent low.
Because especially, that's a recent low. Especially if you're using something against somebody.
Right.
Then you're going low too.
Like you're using something against somebody. You're saying something that you know, again, that could be triggering, kind of goes into gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know for a fact that this thing is going to onset them.
Uh-huh.
You don't get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's manipulative and that's hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that type of low is a little tricky
mm-hmm.
because it almost is like, do I say something back? Do I address you because you crossed
yeah.
a certain, you know, point for
point,
me that
yeah.
I don't really like? So that one too, I'm just like, you know,
yeah.
God bless.
Because I feel like, can you go low with actions too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can do some low down stuff. You can do some stuff that's low down.
Very low down.
So,
very low down. Because, like, what would be an action that's kind of low down?
Lying.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Yeah. Oh,
deceiving.
Yeah, that's a huge one, honey. Big red
flag. Big red flag.
Only because it's like, again, like, that was a low.
Yeah. Because when I think
right
low down, I feel like that's low down.
That's low. Like
that's low. Like, that was
you
low.
You should have thought about that one. I just feel like it's all jokes and games, but that's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Low,
like,
though,
we joking
like,
and playing games, but it's serious.
The actions of like you said, hurting somebody, steal all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stealing, that's low down. Stealing is low down. Stealing from family, friends, low down.
Low down. You out of order.
You out of order and you wrong. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate, out of order. Just all the things. Like, why are you doing? That's my mindset. Shiesty. Maybe that's me.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. Shiesty. And low down.
Like, that's for real. That's what comes to my mind. That's really the grumpy. I just be like, damn, you need an ass whooping. You know,
yeah, like adults, you need your ass whooped sometimes.
Like, it's just adults. Like, and when I say that, I'm like talking, not promoting violence here, okay?
Right.
Just,
we don't promote violence.
Just discipline, though. Like, when you know for a fact you knew that thing was going to get you, mm-hmm. discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have to be a woman. It could have just been the simple punishment.
Yeah.
You know for a fact that you should not be doing this. Stop acting unruly.
Yeah.
That's not
cute. Because my whole thing is like, a lot of times people just be doing stuff, but it's like, y'all have to remember, things come back around. The things y'all be doing to folks come back around
to
you.
And here's the thing. It's either going to come back around
in the way you dished
it. Mm-hmm. Or I'll be scared. I don't want nothing to come back on my kids.
No, you know, for real.
Just generationally, like... That's why I try to treat people right, honey.
Yeah, because that is the thing. Generational curses do be happening. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it be from what y'all great-great-great-granddaddies was doing.
Right.
And now it's trickling down and y'all wonder why stuff is not going right for y'all. Because what did y'all great-great-granddaddies was doing?
What are y'all not listening to? Mm-hmm. Like you said, lying, stealing, cheating. What did y'all not listen to or mm-hmm. like recognize mm-hmm. back then? That's now in the forefront right now that you still not recognize and trying mm-hmm. to do better.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a pattern. It'd be a pattern.
It's a big old pattern.
Yeah.
It's a big pattern. So to go attest to that, matching energy has become a trend.
It has, yeah.
Like, it's cool to match energy. Yeah, whatever. like, it hasn't become a trend to you. Like, is it good or bad? Has it become a trend to you?
I feel like I've been seeing it very much trending on social media. Like, everybody is always like, oh, I'm on what you want. I'm matching energy, blah, blah, blah. And personally, do I think it's good or bad? I think it's bad. I think it's in the middle.
Okay, I was going to say,
I'm going to be honest. It's in the middle because, on one side, I say, it's good that people can recognize when mm-hmm. people are not showing them the same energy that they're giving and they can move accordingly. But at the same time, I also think y'all just be throwing that stuff around too.
Right. Like, is it kind of like a buzz thing?
You know,
like self-care is like a buzzword. Is it a buzz for us to say, you know, I'm matching energy today with my boss?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. You still need the job.
Right. You still, like, you. It's not like you can cuss your boss out. Right. Like, what energy are you matching with your boss?
And that's the thing for me. It's like, I understand. I saw something, like, it wasn't even recent. It was a couple of months ago. But it was this girl, like, she was basically matching the energy of her boss, and she quit. And she was very polite about it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you quit your job. Like, I ain't trying to judge. You know, you do you. She might have had cool money saved, whatever.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Like, inflation, all these things are very true, very real. So mm-hmm. how can you set... My thing for matching energy is like, how could you set the standard so that way the next person that's coming up can be okay mm-hmm. or, you know, safe in that environment?
Yeah.
For instance, like if it's some things that's going on that you don't agree with, you can still very well walk away. But did you really state your piece
mm-hmm.
or is it, hey, I'm just coming at you with what you came at with me? Because mm-hmm. that's not even helpful.
Yeah. Like, I think when it comes to matching energy, like, was there a conversation had? Did you try to maybe get your point across before you just jump straight to matching the energy and jumping off the deep end and quitting your job? Like,
right. Like, were you being emotional?
Right. Were you being rational? Logical?
Like, did you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the accountability piece. Are y'all thinking about this before you match your energy? Like, mm-hmm. you still got to think about it.
Yeah. Because I think also when we think about matching energy, like, it always goes back to, well, what are people going through before y'all start matching energy?
Right.
Is this an ongoing thing, this energy that they're giving? Okay. But if this is like one day they're giving you this energy, what energy are they giving you, first of all? And then did you, like, check in with this person first before you're now y'all both going back and forth arguing when it wasn't even meant for y'all to argue like that? You know?
I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of the trend, but I do get like, it's kind of a double sword because I think it's kind of bad only because of the way it's being portrayed.
Yeah.
But I also think two on one lens with energy is like, you do want reciprocated energy.
Yeah. Like I think in your relationships, you definitely want reciprocated energy. You don't want to be in a relationship that's one-sided. But also when it comes to our other, you know, our jobs, community places that we also are in, it's like, okay, sometimes you don't have to match that energy. Mm-mm. Sometimes it's not even about you, you know, like, but definitely in your relationships, y'all should be matching each other's energy.
Period. For sure. But yeah, I just think it's kind of bad. Because at that point, are you really listening?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's good or bad, like, are you really listening to the person?
Yeah.
Are you really taking into account, okay, I don't even care where this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave that over there.
Yeah.
Without being avoided, though. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, is this really a, wow, you're off on the deep end.
Yeah. Or is this just today?
Today. Mm-hmm. And if it's, it don't matter if it is or not. It's just like, you really need to handle that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think the other thing with the trendiness is that my whole thing with matching energy is like, is it taking you out of who you are? Because I feel like you shouldn't have to like lower the love that you give somebody, or you shouldn't have to like minimize it, or you shouldn't have to alter it for the sake of what they're giving you back. If you're a lover, be a lover. Find somebody who else is a lover. Like, don't feel like you have to date somebody who's not a lover and you've got to minimize yourself.
Right.
Or, you know, in other aspects too, it's like, go somewhere where your energy is being matched.
Right. Like, go somewhere that you're accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's like, go somewhere that you don't have to engage in their behavior. It's
right.
It's just so degrading. Like, you know,
yeah, I just feel like it's just petty. It's draining. Like, matching energy is draining. It's a game because you have to be like, for example, in relationships. Oh, well, they didn't text me good morning. I'm not texting them good morning. They didn't say this. They didn't text back. I'm not texting back. Da, da, da. If you want to talk to that person, talk to them. Why do you feel like you have to play the game?
That part,
like, and that's really what is trending now. And I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And it's like, to the aspect of when people are like, oh, my friend don't talk to me, so I ain't talking to her.
Yeah.
Y'all have a problem. Like,
yeah.
It's you. To me, that's you.
And that really is you. What's the word I'm thinking of, friend? You projecting
right.
your own feelings. Obviously, maybe you have a problem with your friend on the low, but you are projecting.
This is your time
to be like, that's I ain't heard from her, so she acting funny. I'm acting funny.
Right. That's the thing. Y'all be real with yourselves. That's why I'm like, this was just your moment.
Yeah.
And you have to realize that with people, like, it was their moment.
Mm-hmm.
They've been feeling like this.
Mm-hmm.
They've been
mm-hmm.
wanting to say these things. They didn't like you or cool with you for real.
Oh, yeah.
This was just a moment to pop off.
Yeah, because it don't come out of nowhere.
No.
That type of stuff does not come out of nowhere. Okay, people pull that shit from the depths.
They do. And that's how I said, like, one thing. I love my mom. Love you, mom. But I realized, because my mom used to tell me all the time, like, people who would be around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of weird. But she's like, they don't really like you. You know, not toxic. But she was just like, you know, you need to watch them. Be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm feeling. And I'd be like, mom, it's cool. You know, don't worry about it. That's just who they are. They'll show who they are regardless, because I believe in true colors.
Yeah.
And sure enough, those true colors came out. Mm-hmm. You ain't like me, no way.
Yeah.
I don't know why you ain't like me.
Right.
I still love you, but
right.
you didn't like me anyway. So
right.
this was, like I said, that was your moment. So that was your moment. You're being hurtful. And now, if I match your energy, I'm coming from a hurtful place.
Yeah.
Now, respectfully, I want to tussle.
Because I don't even know what the problem is.
Now I want to tussle.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, yeah, that's
how you feel, because I've been nothing but nice to you.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what comes from that. But I'm like, it's not even worth none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's cut all of it. At the end of the day, everybody show up as themselves.
Yes.
You don't really know
who that is. Yes. Heavy. If everybody could just show up as themselves, you know, like I said, if you're a lover, be a lover. If you're a fighter, be a fighter. You're a hater, be a hater.
Whatever.
Like, whatever you are, be who you are. What's that song? Be who you are.
What song is that?
I don't know. It sounds from a Disney movie, I think.
Oh, okay.
But don't quote me.
Yeah, that's where the True Colors song came to mind from Trolls. You ever seen that movie, Trolls?
No.
It was boring.
Probably.
But the point is, like I said, if you really know who that is, that's no shade. It really takes a long time to really learn
who you are. No, that is true. That is very true.
And so it's like these people, we all trying to figure out life. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. The matching energy piece, my typical go-to, get your shit together. Because you really, it's really not.
And just stop playing the game. Like, it's a game of ping pong at that point. Like, it's like back and forth. Mm-hmm. And whatever you want, I'm on. Which I do agree to in some aspects. But at the same time, I don't agree when you are limiting who you are to match someone else's energy.
Because mm-hmm. that's just really, you know, I mm-hmm. had to come to terms with, like, that's really not who I am.
Uh-huh.
It's mm-hmm. not. Mm-hmm. But to go to our real life segment, because mm-hmm. we were obviously in our real talk segment.
Yeah, we had several different little.
Just all little candids.
Yeah.
About what we were talking about. But our real life, Dev, what is your point for today?
So my point for the people today is, what is my point, friend? My point is don't let people change you. Okay, like, what did I just say earlier? I said don't let people take you out your character to match energy. It's okay to match energy, but don't let them take you out of who you are as a person.
I like that point.
Yeah,
it's all about the character. Good character always wins.
Yes, good character always shines through. Always.
Bad character is entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's pretty much what yep. it is.
Bad character shows up good at first. But eventually, you're going to see. Yeah.
It's going to deteriorate.
Yep. What's your point, T?
My point, do I match energy? No. Because it goes back to your point of, think about this, it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to exert unwanted energy for myself. It's draining. And so with that, if you do feel like you need to, state your peace and move accordingly.
Yeah. I like that too. State your peace and move accordingly.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Peace is supposed to be positive. So that doesn't mean, I said cuss nobody out and do all that. I just feel like respectfully, you know, it's the way that you can say things. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, you need to be done with it and move accordingly.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, move on. Move on. You said your piece. Move on.
Keep going.
Yeah.
It's draining to keep on doing
yeah.
all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's very draining, especially to keep going back and forth.
Right.
You know, like, you're always thinking about, well, if they ain't doing this, I'm doing this. They doing this, I'm doing that. Do what you gonna do. Do what you was gonna do anyway.
Period.
And if it don't work out, move on.
Because if you stand on business, you're gonna do that. Regardless.
Period.
Without
all the extra, because you don't care. You don't care about what they're doing. You don't right. care about the energy they're giving you, because I'm standing in my own energy.
Period.
So what are you on?
Foolishness.
Oh, okay.
No, but all games and games. We hope you all enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
On matching energy. Hopefully, you know, there were some nuggets in there that's holding you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being rustled with, you know, if you need to match that person's energy.
Yeah.
So we're going to close our app, then.
Yes, y'all make sure to follow us on our Instagram at whatsthepoint_pod. You can follow me on my personal at devin.nicole. That's Devin with an A, Nicole with two E's.
And you can follow me on my personal at _ILoveNewYork.
Yep. And follow our TikTok, and all of our information will be down below.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a song for this week, a vibe
do
for
we
this week?
Do we have a song this week? You know, I think we, did we do Beyonce?
I think energy? We did Beyonce Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if y'all like Beyonce, which I love Beyonce, go to Energy. Because that's our song for this week.
Yeah, do Energy.
Yep. Period. All right. Well, we will see y'all on our next episode. Bye.
Bye.
On stage rocking out stir crazy. Coco flow like 1980s. Come lit still, I drop lazy. None of that maybe. Energy. Energy. Energy.
Just five. Four now 45. Don't get out of line. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Pick a side. Only double lines we cross is dollar signs. Yeah. ooh, 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 hold up, wait. I hear you just got paid, making rain, energy. Shima Cancun, he more Saint-Tropez. Been waving around, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my crew, big energy.